He's a good man. Aaron Woods joins us on the line, coming off the back of a win, a much-needed win, and Cronulla need to keep on winning if they're going to get into that all-important top four position. I'm sure that is still the aim of the footy club. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, TK. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. You've got a win to get in that top four.
Yeah, it was a massive win on the weekend, TK, mate. You know, it sort of put us back in contention, obviously, with the disappointing loss against Manly the week before. You know, they go down and play in Melbourne, and they're coming off a loss already. They were against South, so we knew they were going to be fired up and ready to come out starting fast. But to get the 2 points against them is, you know, for us, it sort of, you know, it gives us the belief that we can beat the best sides, you know, and it was a massive confidence booster for us going into the semi-finals now.
Woody, it just seemed like you ground them down as well. The tackling was ferocious. There was three in the tackle, sometimes four at stages there. You just stifled Melbourne out of the game.
Well, that's the biggest thing with them, Berkey, mate. They've got so many good players in their side, and we just sort of could slow the game down a bit and try to make them play. You know, you got a bloke like Cameron Munster who he's just got so much time on his hands, and if you can sort of just make him play a little earlier, it's going to help us defensively. And, mate, there's times where he didn't and he did burn us, but, you know, to the boys' credit, we hung in there for the 80 minutes, and, you know, it was a bit shaky in that last 10 minutes, but we got the 2 points in the end, luckily.
Woodsy, what are your thoughts regarding Paul Gallen? I know he's your skipper, so you're not about to sort of say he can't play anymore, but by the end of the week, Gal has said he's going to make a decision on whether he should play or not next year. What do you get a gut feeling which way he's leaning?
Well, I'd love for him to go around again. He's unreal to be around, you know. A lot of people say he's so old, and mate, but what he's doing at his age, you know, a lot of people just see the stats, but the little things he does behind the scenes as well, mate, his kick pressures, like just the little efforts in the game, they're phenomenal, mate. And for a bloke for his age, you normally, you wouldn't think they'd come up with that. And, mate, he's still got, we train him every day. He's got the desire, he's got the hunger. He's, you know, he's always first one. He's always had his little games with the boys that he competes no matter what. He's, if not, the strongest bloke in the club. Mate, and as I said, he's so good for the young boys to see how players prepare for games. He's an absolute professional, so mate, I'd love for him to go around again. It'll be unreal.
How many slots did he take on the physio table, mate, in the afternoons? He must just, like, take the full compliment.
Yeah, we've got a couple of physios down there that do spend a bit of time on Gaza, but, mate, that's all part and parcel of the game, you know. You got to get your body right, and, mate, he goes in on days off and everything, and, you know, he just prepared his body well, and like you said, Berkey, he does spend a fair bit of time on that old physio table.
Give us an insight into, just quickly, mate, we know the physicality of what he's able to do on the field. What's the like around the club in the mental state to, you know, guide these young blokes around?
Mate, you know, that's a really good question because he's such a good leader. You know, I was lucky enough to have him at Origin time. Just having his presence there, Berkey, you just feel safe. You've probably been there with groups now with blokes like John Eales and George Gregan, but mate, when you run out on the field and you know you got a bloke like Gow next year, you feel a lot more comfortable running out, if you know what I'm sort of saying. And you know, no disrespect to a young guy, but when you got a bloke like Gow, you know, with his seniority and the way he talks to players and the way he gets players up and he also challenges us a lot as well. So just to have a bloke like there and just to look left and right and then you see a bloke like Gow, it really does bring your team up, gives you a little bit of a confidence boost knowing that you're running out with a bloke like him.
Yeah, well, the challenges just keep on coming, mate. I mentioned that top four position. No team's ever won outside that top four. You've got to somehow try and leapfrog the Penrith Panthers.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they've just been winning games in the last minute, so they've been playing some good, like, obviously haven't started well, but they've been finishing the game really strongly. So, look, we've got Cowboys this week, and they've hit some really good form. You know, Jordan McLean's, he's been injured all year, and to get him back at this time of the year, mate, a lot of their footy comes off the back of him. So it's a massive last 3 weeks for us. You know, we've got obviously Cowboys, Newcastle, and Bulldogs. So we're just taking it 1 week at a time, mate, and we need to play the best footy and the most consistent footy we can because, you know, like the way we play against Manly, it's not going to help our top four, you know, chances.
Yeah, isn't that so true, though, Woodsy? The great cliche of taking it 1 week at a time, because if you look at 16th place Cowboys, 11th place Knights, and 14th Bulldogs, you can really get ahead of yourself, couldn't you?
Yeah, 100%, Berkey. You know, I don't think the where they are on the ladder sort of doesn't give a real good example. You know, obviously they've had a few injuries throughout the year, but they got most of their players back at the right end of the time. Obviously they're out of contention for semi-finals, but the footy they're still playing. Look, they beat Broncos on the weekend. You know, Parramatta beat St George. George. Bulldogs beat Broncos the other week. So, mate, the teams on the bottom of the eight are beating teams in the top eight. So this competition is so close. And if you're off by 1% in the game, that could be the difference between winning and losing.
Who would you not like to play in the finals? Looking at top of the ladder there, Roosters, Rabbits, you got the Storm the other day, Panthers. Who's the team that perhaps could be a bogey for you boys?
Oh, look, I think every team on their day is an outstanding team. And I think probably the team to beat at the moment, I'd probably say, you know, there's probably three: Roosters, South and Melbourne. And if you're going to pick one out of those three, I think Roosters are starting to really hit some really good form. You know, they've been sort of building all year. Everyone sort of said they start off quite poorly, but I think it's very hard when you get new combinations, you know, Tedesco, Geary and the Kronk in the spine. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a bit of time. And I think they're really starting to gel, and their forwards are starting to lay a really good platform. So I think the side at the moment is that, you know, the Roosters, they're probably the side to beat.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Aaron Woods. Woodsy, with the clubs you've been involved in recent times, it must be nice to be at a stable club currently, that being one, Cronulla, because what about the shenanigans? You know, this morning it looks like Trent Barrett finishes up a year early at Manly. You have had what's happened with Anthony Griffin at Penrith. They're even trying to get rid of the legendary Wayne Bennett with seven premierships against his name. He's getting the boot from Brisbane.
Yeah, it's a funny world, the rugby league world, TK, mate. And, you know, obviously, no lie, we went through a fair bit of drama to the Tigers in my time there. And, you know, it's just good to be able to, for myself, just to be able to play in contention, to play some semi-final footy. And like you said, there's nothing to worry about off-field. You know, we're just going in there every day and enjoying it. And, you know, you hear all these things, and it's just good to not be a part of it, TK, mate. You're not wasting any energy on the outside. You know, people aren't ringing you up. What's going on here? You know, you're not having to talk about it all the time. The thing that I talk about now is that, you know, everyone's asked me, oh, you'll be playing semi-final footy. So yeah. I'm loving it, mate. It's unreal.
Mate, the biggest decision is latte or cappuccino at the moment for you blokes, isn't it?
That's probably Piccolo, Bergie.
Watching the waistline, I like it.
And I know he's got the farewell tour going, Jonathan Thurston, but you've got to be wary. There's plenty of feeling between these two clubs, including, you weren't even there, were you? I keep forgetting what club you're playing for, mate. You went there for that drama earlier on in the year where that, you know, you guys got accused of illegal tactics against Thurston.
Yeah, mate, I only come here, TK, you know that. Look, there's nothing's been spoken about that, but we're just going out there to focus on ourselves. One of my mates did say that, you know, there's a good rivalry with the Cowboys. It's like, you know, Sharks knock Cowboys out, Cowboys knock Sharks out in the last few years, and you know, it's healthy. That's what you want in rugby league, a bit of a rivalry. And like I said before, like, they are coming last, but, you know, we're taking this as if they're a top four side, mate. They're a really good side, and, you know, it's going to be a really strong game, you know, especially up front. You know, there's a couple of big packs got head on. So, look, it's going to be a massive game. And like you said, it is Jonathan Thurston's last game in Sydney. And, mate, I was watching him the other week, and, you know, he was kicking on second play, coming out his own end. So yeah, they've got nothing to lose, and that's a big danger sign. You know, we need to play the footy that we know that we can play, is to stop them from throwing the ball around and chancing their hand at every chance they get.
We're coming to three runs to go in the regular season. Woodsy, blokes are playing bust at the moment. We saw James Maloney with his knee last week. Wade Graham, how's he faring for you guys, and what's his expected return?
Yeah, look, I was talking to Wade yesterday at training. We had a recovery, and he said probably 1 week max. We've named him an extended bench. I'm not sure if he'll be playing, but he's very hopeful. It's just 1 week, so he just had a little, I think it was just a slight medial strain. So, you know, if he can really get into his rehab and look after it, there might be a chance this week, or if not, they might just rest him and then bring him back next week for Newcastle.
You're a good man, Woodsy. Thanks for that.
Thanks, boys. Cheers for having me.